Notice what happens now. The Lord Jesus comes on the scene. This man has defended the Lord Jesus, and he's come out the winner so far. But he's been excommunicated, and it's at a time like this that the Lord Jesus comes to him, and notice what he does. And this is quite wonderful here, when the Lord comes to him. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Now you see, this man to be saved is going to have to put his faith in the Son of God. He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? You see, the Lord has prepared this man all along. All this was done to prepare him. When he confronted the religious rulers and they said what they did to him, why, he defended the Lord Jesus. And actually, in so doing, his own faith was strengthened and he could think more clearly about it. Now, having gone through that step, our Lord now comes in his presence and says, Will you believe on the Son of God? And he's very open, very honest, and very sincere. And he says, Well, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And the very interesting thing is, you see the eagerness of this man to want to go further. He wants to come to know him. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Now, you see, what he's saying to him is just simply this. You now are able to see him, and now he's talking with you. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. Here is one of the finest instances of faith that we have in the entire Word of God. This man born blind and the steps that he took coming to the Lord Jesus. Now, Lord took this blind man step by step and brought him to his feet where he could say, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. And so the steps of the sinner today, we're blind at first. Not only sin is lost, we don't even see our condition. We don't see our lost condition. Then we come to Christ, and the question now is, when we see him and our eyes are open, we see who he is, now we also know what he's done for us. And the question is, will you believe? And the answer this man gave, and it'll have to be our answer if we're saved, Lord, I believe. And then the next step, he worshiped him.